Good morning, listeners, and welcome to another day of Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. I'm Johanna, and I'll be your reader this morning. Today is Friday, the 17th of September, and it is the 11th of Tishrei on the Hebrew calendar. Last night, we ended our fast for the Day of Atonement, the Yom Kippur. The 40 days of repentance are behind us, and the season of rejoicing is here. We are looking forward to the festival of Sukkot very soon, in just a couple of days. We've got Shabbat coming up here first. So today, I'll be reading for you from this week's parasha, which is called Ha'azinu, which means listen. And today's reading is the sixth reading, Deuteronomy 32, 29 through 39. But before we begin our readings, let's take a moment, as we always do, to thank God and to bless Him, to thank Him for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua, the Messiah, our Master. If they were wise, they would discern this. They would understand their hereafter. How can one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, unless their rock had sold them and the Lord had handed them over? Surely their rock is not like our rock, as even our enemies judge. For their vine is from the vine of Sodom and from the terraces of Gomorrah. Its grapes are grapes of poison, bitter clusters on it. Venom of serpents is their wine, poison of vipers so cruel. Is it not stored up with me, sealed up in my treasuries? Vengeance is mine, and payback. For the time when their foot staggers, surely their day of disaster is near. What is prepared rushes on them. For the Lord will judge His people, for His servants. He will relent when He sees that strength is gone, and no one is left, slave or free. He will say, where are their gods, the rock they took refuge in? Who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their libations? Let them rise up and help you and be a shelter over you. See now that I am He. There are no other gods beside me. I bring death and give life. I have wounded, but I will heal, and none can rescue from my hand. That was Deuteronomy 32, 29 through 39. Today's portion from the prophets is Zechariah chapter 9. The burden of the word of the Lord is against the land of Hadrach and will rest upon Damascus. For the eyes of men and all the tribes of Israel are toward the Lord, and also upon Hamat bordering it, and upon Tyre and Sidon. Though they are very shrewd, Tyre built herself a fortress and heaped up silver like dust and fine gold like dirt in the streets. Behold, the Lord will impoverish her and destroy her power upon the sea, while she will be devoured by fire. Ashkelon will see it and fear. Gaza will writhe in pain, as will Ekron, because her hope will dry up. The king will perish from Gaza, and Ashkelon will be uninhabited. A mongrel people will live in Ashdod, and I will cut off the Philistine's pride. I will remove the blood from his mouth, forbidden fruit from between his teeth. Whoever is left will be a remnant for our God. He will be like a leader in Yehuda, and Ekron will be like a Jebusite. But I will camp around my house against marauding forces. No oppressor will overrun them again, for now I watch with my own eyes. Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion, Shout, daughter of Yerushalayim, behold, your king is coming to you, a righteous one bringing salvation. He is lowly, riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will banish chariots from Ephraim and horses from Yerushalayim, and the war bow will be broken. He will speak shalom to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, by the blood of your own covenant, I will release your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore twice as much to you. I will bend Yehudah as my bow and fill it with Ephraim. I will rouse your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece. I will wield you like a warrior's sword. Then the Lord will be seen over them as his arrow flashes like lightning. The Lord God will blow the shofar and march in whirlwinds of the south. The Lord of hosts will defend them. They will consume and conquer with sling stones. They will drink and roar as with wine, and be filled like a bowl, like the corners of the altar. The Lord their God will save them on that day, as the flock of his people. They will be like gems of a crown sparkling over his land. How good and beautiful it will be! Grain will make the young men thrive, and new wine the virgin women. That was Zechariah chapter 9. And our portion today from the writings is 2 Chronicles 30. Hezekiah then sent word to all Israel and Judah, and also wrote letters to Ephraim and Manasseh to come to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, to keep the Passover for the Lord, the God of Israel. The king and his officials and the entire congregation in Jerusalem had decided to celebrate Passover in the second month, for they were not able to celebrate it at the regular time, since not enough Kohanim had consecrated themselves, nor had the people assembled in Jerusalem. The matter seemed right in the eyes of the king and of the entire community. So they decided to issue a decree and to proclaim it throughout all Israel, from Beersheba to Dan, calling the people to come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover of the Lord, the God of Israel, for it had not been celebrated as prescribed for a long time. At the king's command, the couriers went throughout all Israel and Judah with letters from the king and his officials, saying, "You men of Israel, turn back to the Lord, the God of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Israel, and he will return to the remnant of you who escaped from the hand of the kings of Assyria. Do not be like your fathers and brothers who acted unfaithfully against the Lord, the God of their fathers, so that he made them a horror as you see. Do not stiffen your neck as your fathers did, but reconcile to the Lord and come to his temple, which he has consecrated forever, and worship the Lord your God, that his burning anger may turn away from you. For if you return to the Lord, your brothers and children will receive compassion before their captors, and will return to this land. For the Lord your God is compassionate and merciful. He will not turn his face away from you if you return to him." As the couriers traveled from town to town through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, and as far as Zvulun, they were scorned and mocked. Nevertheless, some men from Asher, Manasseh, and Zvulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. The hand of God was also on Judah to give them one heart to do what the king and the officials commanded by the word of the Lord. Now a very large assembly gathered in Jerusalem to celebrate the feast of Matzot in the second month. they arose and removed the altars and all the incense altars that were in Jerusalem, and threw them into the Kidron Valley. Then they slaughtered the Passover lamb on the 14th day of the second month. The Kohanim and the Levites were ashamed and consecrated themselves and brought burnt offerings into the house of the Lord. They stood at their post as prescribed in the Torah of Moshe, the man of God. The Kohanim sprinkled the blood that they received from the hand of the Levites, for there were many in the congregation that had not consecrated themselves. Therefore the Levites were in charge of slaughtering the Passover lambs for everyone that was not ceremonially clean, in order to consecrate them to the Lord. Although a great multitude of the people, many of them from Ephraim, Menashe, Issachar, and Zebulun, had not purified themselves, they still ate the Passover lamb contrary to what is written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, "May the Lord who is good atone for every one who prepares his heart to seek the Lord, the God of his fathers, even though he is not pure according to the rules of the sanctuary." The Lord heard Hezekiah and healed the people. So the children of Israel who were present in Jerusalem celebrated the Feast of Matzot for 7 days with great gladness. The Levites and the Kohanim were praising the Lord every day with loud instruments for the Lord. Then Hezekiah spoke encouragingly to all the Levites who demonstrated good understanding of the service of the Lord. For 7 days they ate their assigned portions while sacrificing peace offerings and praising the Lord, the God of their fathers. Then the whole congregation decided to celebrate 7 more days. So for another 7 days they celebrated with gladness. Hezekiah, king of Judah, contributed 1,000 bulls and 7,000 sheep to the congregation, and the officials contributed 1,000 bulls and 10,000 sheep to the congregation, and great numbers of Kohanim consecrated themselves. The entire assembly of Yehuda rejoiced with the Kohanim and the Levites, and all who had assembled from Israel, both the strangers coming from the land of Israel and the residents of Yehuda. There was great joy in Jerusalem, for nothing like this had happened in Jerusalem since the time of Shlomo, son of David, king of Israel. Then the Levitical Kohanim arose and blessed the people, and the Lord heard their voice, for their prayer reached heaven, his holy dwelling place. That was 2 Chronicles 30, and now our last portion for today is from the Apostles, Revelation 16. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the 7 angels, "Go and pour out on the earth the 7 bowls of God's wrath." So the first angel went and poured out his bowl on the earth, and foul and painful boils came upon the people, having the mark of the beast and worshipping his image. Next, the second angel poured out his blood into the sea, and it became like blood, that of a corpse, and every living thing in the sea died. Then the third angel poured out his bowl onto the rivers and the springs of water, and they became blood. Then I heard the angel of the waters saying, "Righteous are you, the Holy One, who is and who was, because you have passed these judgments. For they have poured out the blood of Kedoshim and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. They are deserving." Then I heard the altar saying, "Yes, Lord God of hosts, true and righteous are your judgments." The fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and it was permitted to scorch people with fire. People were scorched with fierce heat, and they cursed the name of God, the one who has power over these plagues, but they did not repent to give him glory. Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness. People gnawed their tongues in pain and cursed the God of heaven because of their pains and their boils, but they did not repent of their deeds. The sixth angel poured out his bowl over the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east. Then I saw, coming from the dragon's mouth and from the beast's mouth and from the false prophet's mouth, three unclean spirits like frogs, for they are demonic spirits performing miraculous signs, who go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them for battle on the great day of the Lord of hosts. Behold, I am coming like a thief. How fortunate is the one who stays alert and keeps his clothes on, lest he walk around naked and they see his shamefulness. Then the spirits gathered the kings to the place called in Hebrew Hal Megiddo. The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air. A loud voice came out of the temple from the throne saying, "It is done." And there were flashes of lightning and rumblings and clashes of thunder and a great earthquake, such as never happened since mankind has been on the earth. So mighty was the quake. Then the great city was split into three parts, and the cities of the nations collapsed. Babylon the Great was remembered before God to force her to drink the cup of the wine of his furious wrath. Every island fled away, and no mountains were to be found. Enormous hail, about 100 pounds each, falls from heaven on the people, and the people cursed God because of the plague of hail. So extreme was that plague. That was Revelation 16, and it is the last of our readings for today, for Friday. However, if you are reading through the Apostles twice this year, you'll be reading Acts 22 also. And now, since it is Friday, I'll be reading a double episode and read for tomorrow for Shabbat as well. So tomorrow will be the 12th of Tishrei, September the 18th. And I'm going to read the final part of the portion of the parasha called Ha'azinu, meaning listen. And that is Deuteronomy 32, 40 through 52. Yes, I lift my hand up to heaven and say, as I myself live forever, when I sharpen my lightning sword and my hand seizes it in judgment, I will return vengeance on my foes, and those who hate me I will pay back. I will make my arrows drunk from blood, and my sword will devour flesh, the blood of the slain and the captive, the head of the leaders of the enemy. Make his people rejoice, O nations, for he will avenge the blood of his servants. He will return vengeance on his foes and atone for the land of his people. Then Moshe came and spoke all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Yehoshua, son of Nun. When Moshe finished speaking all these words to all Israel, he said to them, "Put in your hearts all the words that I call as witness against you today, that you may command your children to keep and do all the words of this Torah. For it is not an empty thing for you, because it is your life. By this word you will prolong your days on the land which you are crossing over the Jordan to possess." On that very day, the Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, "Go up this mountain of the Avarim, Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, facing Jericho, and see the land of Canaan, which I am giving to Bnei Israel as a possession. On the mountain that you are ascending, there be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people. Because you both broke faith with me among Bnei Israel at the waters of Meribat Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because you did not treat me as holy in the midst of Bnei Israel. For you will see the land from afar, but you will not enter there into the land that I am giving to Bnei Israel." That was Deuteronomy 32:40-52. This Shabbat's Haftarah portion, the Haftarah portion is the Shabbat portion that's read in the synagogues from the prophets. And this week it is 2 Samuel 22. David spoke to the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Shaul. He said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in him I take refuge, my shield, my horn of salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. I called upon the Lord worthy of praise, and I was rescued from my enemies. For waves of death encompassed me, torrents of Belial overwhelmed me, cords of death entangled me, snares of death came before me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, yes, I called to my God. From his temple he heard my voice, my cry came into his ears. Then the earth rocked and quaked, the foundation of heaven trembled. They reeled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils and consuming fire from his mouth. Coals blazed from him. He parted the heavens and came down, with thick darkness under his feet. He rode upon a cove and flew. He was seen on the wings of the wind. He made darkness as a sukkah around him, a mass of waters, thick clouds of the skies. Out of the brilliance before him, coals of fire flamed out. The Lord also thundered from heaven, and Elion gave forth his voice. He shot arrows and scattered them, lightning bolts and routed them. Then the ravines of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were exposed by the rebuke of the Lord, at a blast of the breath of his nostrils. He reached down from on high, and he took hold of me. He drew me out of mighty waters. He delivered me from my powerful enemy, from those who hated me, for they were much stronger than me. They came against me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out to a wide open place. He rescued me since he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me for my righteousness. For the cleanness of my hands he repaid me. For I kept the ways of the Lord and did not turn wickedly from my God. For all his judgments are before me. As for his rulings, I do not turn away from them. I also had integrity with him and kept myself from sin. So the Lord rewarded me for my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyes. With the loyal you deal loyally, with the blameless you are blameless. With the pure you show yourself pure, but with the crooked you show yourself shrewd. You save lowly people, but your eyes are on the haughty. You will humble them. For you are my lamp, Lord. The Lord shines in my darkness. For with you I rush on a troop. With my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is pure. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? Who is a rock besides our God? God is my strong fortress, and he keeps my way blameless. He makes my legs like a deer and sets me on my heights, who trains my hands for battle so my arms can bend the bronze bow. You gave me your shield of salvation, and your answering has made me great. You broaden my steps beneath me so my feet have not slipped. I pursue my enemies and destroy them. I will not return till they are consumed. I consume them and crush them till they cannot rise. Yes, they fall beneath my feet. You girded me with strength for battle. You made those rising up against me bow down before me. You also made my enemies turn their backs to me. I cut off those who hate me. They looked, but there was none to save. To the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as the dust of the earth. I stamped and crushed them like mud of the streets. You free me from strifes of my people. You kept me as a head of the nations. People I did not know are serving me. Children of foreigners cringe before me. As soon as they hear, they obey me. Children of foreigners lose heart and come trembling from their hideouts. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock. Exalted be God, the rock of my salvation. God, he gives me vengeance and brings down peoples under me. He brings me out from my enemies. Indeed, you lift me up above those who rise up against me. You deliver me from the violent man. Therefore I praise you among the nations, Lord, and will sing praises to your name. He is a tower of salvation to his king. He shows loyal love to his anointed, to David and to his seed forever. That was 2 Samuel chapter 22. And our last portion for this week is from the apostles. And I'll be reading Revelation 15, 1 through 4. Then I saw another great and wonderful sign in heaven, seven angels who have seven plagues, the last ones, for with them God's wrath is finished. And I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who had overcome the beast and his image, and the number of his name standing by the sea of glass, holding the harps of God. And they are singing the song of Moshe, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and wonderful are your deeds, Lord God of hosts. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All the nations shall come and worship before you. For your righteous acts have been revealed. That was Revelation 15, 1 through 4, and it concludes our readings today. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom until next time, and Shabbat Shalom. Hashem, bless you.